Hey, it's Tax Quipstein at TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Lisa in Texas, who tells us, I went to a new preparer this year. My husband and I are common-law married, and we live in Texas. For the last couple of years, the other tax person filed us with me as head of household, and my husband is single. The new tax preparer said that this was not the correct way to file because Texas is a common law state and the state recognizes common law marriages as legal marriages. I was told they felt it would not be ethical to do our tax returns the way we've been doing them. Is this correct? I got really upset and took my stuff back because this didn't sound right to me. Well, Lisa, I do believe she's correct. Here's what IRS says about who is considered married. You're considered married for the whole year if, on the last day of your tax year, you and your spouse meet any of the following tests. 1. You're married and living together as husband and wife. 2. You are living together in a common law marriage that's recognized in the state where you now live or in the state where the common law marriage began. 3. You're married and living apart but not legally separated under decree of divorce or separate maintenance. Or 4. You are separated under an interlocutory, not final, decree of divorce. For purposes of filing a joint return, you are not considered divorced. I can see why you might like filing separately, though. With you as head of household, you get all that money back from the earned income credit. Clearly, you didn't realize you were doing anything wrong. After all, the tax preparer you've been going to all these years prepared your tax returns that way, and it was her job to know better. Why ever did you change preparers? Oh, well. Now that you've been advised of the law, if you don't file as married, either as married separate or married joint, you'd be committing tax fraud, and IRS has severe penalties for people who collect the earned income credit illegally. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news. Oh well, remember, you'll find answers to questions about filing status and all kinds of tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.